There's no reason that one can't paint. No reason. I have one lady who paints with us, lives in the Boston area, and she's totally blind, and she paints along with us. Just from listening. That's one fantastic lady. Takes a lot of nerve to do that. And she does it very well. I've seen some of her paintings, and you wouldn't believe what she's doing. Would not believe. So if she can do that, the rest of us don't have any excuse.
You don't have to see Bob to believe him. Anyone can paint. Anyone can create. Rick Fravor is no exception. He's visually impaired, legally blind. Rick was born with a brain tumor that stretched his optic nerve. Once Rick started kindergarten, his parents and teachers recognized that something was wrong with Rick's eyes. None of this stopped Rick from picking up pencils, pens, crayons, anything he could use to draw with.
It was something that was built into me from the moment I was created, I think, you know, gifted from God kind of thing. And I just never let circumstances stop something that I like to do.
By the time Rick got to high school, he was eating art up. He took his love of computer-aided design and drafting to college, and ultimately got a bachelor's degree in digital art.
So I'm not only a painter, I'm a digital painter.
And it was while at college that Rick rediscovered an old friend.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to Series 31 of The Joy of Painting. If this is your first time with us, allow me to extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your paints and your brushes and paint along with us each show. And if you've been with us before, please allow me to thank you for inviting us back for another series of painting shows.
I love Bob. He's got the chill vibes, and I remember him as the fluffy hair painter guy.
And then some crazy fuzzy-haired guy came on TV and said, "You can do it." And they tried it. And guess what? Guess what? They can do it. And if you can do this, you can do anything in your life that you believe you can do and you're willing to practice and work at. Anything. Anything. I believe that with all my heart.
As a kid, I remember, I'm pretty sure he came on right after Mr. Rogers. And I always watched Mr. Rogers with my dad.
Well, of course, they make all different colors and all different sizes and shapes. I think I'll just draw something here. Do you like to draw with crayons?
After Fred Rogers shut down the trolley and turned out the lights in the land of make-believe, Rick's Ohio Public Television station switched over to a different kind of artist.
Hi, welcome back. Certainly glad you could join us today. I thought today we'd just do a little seascape that I think you're going to enjoy.
Who's that? Because I never knew his name as a kid.
The fluffy hair painter guy.
Yep, exactly.
Once he reunited with Bob and finally learned his name, Rick kept watching, and he became inspired to paint, soon forming his own unique style.
Because if you have some success with this, then you really like it, and you go and you paint everything. And maybe a lot of people that I talk to, they've had success with this, and they end up in college or something, really, really studying some fine traditional art because this worked for them.
Rick became more skilled at digital painting and character design.
There we go.
How does Rick wrestle with it? The fact that most everything he loves to do, how he makes a living, it all could have been so easily compromised by his condition.
So I think this is the thing where I vibe with Bob really well, is we're both very much optimists in that way. You know, happy little accidents.
It's absolutely the worst thing you can do is nothing. Do something. Do something. And very quickly, you'll learn to work with anything that happens up here. Because, you know, we don't make mistakes. We absolutely don't make mistakes. We have some happy accidents that they may turn into things we didn't plan them to be. But that's all right. Art is very creative. It's very free. Take advantage of that.
It's just something that you deal with and you move on. That's the whole thing behind Bob's happy little accidents, is you have a problem and you just move past it and you create.
I bet you never believed you could do such fantastic paintings yourself. Every day we hear from people that
Say, my God, I've never painted in my life, and I tried this, and it works. It really works.
I think that God gave me the trial so that he could give me the gift to get the glory. You know, I think that it all works back to giving God the glory.
See how easy it is to make a tree? Only God can create a tree, but you can paint one.
Like Bob, Rick is strong in his faith, in the powers of nature, and imagination.
My paintings all mostly come from my imagination. Visions of these, you know, ideals that, you know, they probably exist somewhere. Because, you know, you put a mountain with a river, it's probably out there in the world.
You're limited only by your imagination. And imagination is like everything else, like every other muscle in your body. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Begin practicing composing scenes in your mind. And very soon, you'll be able just to make up thousands of little scenes in your mind. That's when it really gets to be fun.
You were talking about the peaks and the valleys of life. And it just, my painting popped right into my head. It's called Ascension. You know the phenomenon that is called the Stairway to Heaven, where like a beam is coming from the clouds and they call it Stairway to Heaven?
I know the Led Zeppelin song. It's one of my favorites, but I can't say that I have associated with the phenomenon, but go ahead. Tell me more.
So when the sun is behind the clouds, it creates this beam of light that comes down, and you know, it's usually at sunset or sunrise, and this beam of light is coming down to the horizon. So I took that and I created this beam of light coming from the corner of the canvas into this mountain. It basically illuminates an entire pathway coming into the foreground, where there's a silhouette and a long shadow of a person. Basically, they're at some point in the journey. You don't know if it's start, middle, finish, whatever, but you know, there's a couple of hills and valleys in the middle. And at the end, you're climbing to the mountaintop and ascending to essentially what would be heaven.
Let these clouds just float around and off the top there, wherever. Look at that big, fluffy son of a guns that play in the sky. There. And they just float around. Float around heaven all day. Wouldn't that be a nice lifestyle?
We're all on a journey, and God shows his presence. It just, you know, whether you're illuminated to it or not.
You need darkness to show the light. And for Rick Fravor, the darkness in his life somehow helps make his light shine brighter.
I tell people that my mind's eye picks up where my regular eyes lack. I call it vision over sight.
The vision Rick has, the deeper perspective, the idea that he could paint, it all happened with a little inspiration from a fluffy-haired painter guy named Bob Ross.
You have to have a little dark to make the light show. And it's just like in life. If you never had any sadness in your life, then you wouldn't know the happy times when they came. It's the reason God gives us those little sad times. That way we know when we got a good one.
Find out more about Rick at blindbrush.art.
Taxi!
Hey, where to, Chief?
Can you take me to the start of the next Bob Ross story?
Bob who? What's the address, boss?
Take me to the airport. Ah, yes, the airport. Land of oversized luggage, flight delays, duty-free goods, $7 bottles of water, souvenirs you don't need, and let me see here, love. Yes, true love.
True love is the greatest thing in the world. Except for nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomatoes ripe. They're so perky. I love that.
So how did love at the airport lead to a mutual love of painting? And how did the subjects of this true love story wind up teaching hundreds of certified Ross instructors how to paint like Bob Ross? I'm going to hop on this flight and then I'll tell you all about it.
Thanks for flying with us. Have a great day.
Destiny. Love. Sometimes they pop up in... One second. Hey, can I have an extra bag of pretzels? Do you have prune juice? Never mind, water's fine. Anyway, as I was saying, destiny, love. Sometimes they pop up in places we'd never expect to find them. Just like a famous TV painter.
I was watching a football game, a Dallas Cowboys football game, and Dak Prescott was on the line, you know, changing the play, and I hear, Bob Ross, Bob Ross. And I'm like, did I just hear that? He just hollered out Bob Ross.
Bob Ross likes to paint. I think it might be a draw.
Bob Ross. Bob Ross. I couldn't believe it. I was like, there's absolutely no way he just said that.
Second and goal. There's Ezekiel Elliott. These quarterbacks aren't very smart with their audibles.
Eddie Cuervo and Doug Hallgren met at the airport nearly 40 years ago. They weren't passengers. This is where they worked.
America West. We fly with pride, we care for you. America West, we fly on wings so bright and blue.
In the summer of 1984, America West Airlines scheduled Doug and Eddie on the same shift at the reservations desk at the airport in Phoenix, Arizona. Soon after that, the two wound up flying together. Then they wound up living together. One day, Doug told Eddie he was going out.
He was bored one day at home, and he went to the mall. He was either going to go to the movies or just go to the mall and walk around. And instead of going to the movies, he went to the mall, went into a bookstore, saw a Bob Ross book, and decided, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm going to just start doing this by, you know, learning stuff from this book. And that's how it started.
Sometimes you don't need to go great lengths for your whole world to change. Sometimes all it takes is a walk outside your door.
If he would have gone to the movies, we probably would have never gotten there.
Do you remember that moment?
Oh, yeah, very clearly. So I'm just killing time, waiting for the movies to start, and I go into a bookstore. I saw this book, and I flipped it open, and I thought, I remember this guy.
And we hope we bring a little happiness into your life and give you some ideas. And you, too, will drag out your almighty brush and paint along with us.
I'm not sure why. I maybe saw him early on a Sunday morning one day when I'd first moved to Phoenix. And I started leafing through the book and I thought, well, this looks like more fun than going to a movie. I'd like to go buy some paint. So I bought the book, went to a store, bought the paint, went home, set it up in my kitchen, did the first painting that was in the book, followed the instructions. I thought, okay, this looks like something.
I just wanted to use this small round brush stick just to show you what fantastic things it'll do. Because it's unbelievable what you can do with it if you'll just practice a little. Just make friends with it. All of these tools, you have to make friends with.
And I never stopped. I kept painting. Eventually learned about the teacher training program and went through a week at a time of that over the course of about a year. And the whole time, I didn't really understand the concept. I thought, is this some type of multi-level marketing scheme? What is this? I don't get it. I still don't get it.
But the more Doug painted, the more involved he got, the more he realized it was all on the level. The technique, the positivity. There was no catch. It was just Bob being Bob.
All you need is a little imagination, practice a little bit, and allow this to take you anywhere that you want to be. Anywhere. You can do this. Every day I receive letters from fantastic people all over the world who tell me their fourth grade art teacher told them they had no talent and they never painted, but they always wanted to. And then some crazy fuzzy-haired guy came on TV and said, you can do it. And they tried it. And guess what? Guess what? They can do it. And if you can do this, you can do anything in your life that you believe you can do and you're willing to practice and work at. Anything. Anything. I believe that with all my heart.
Doug believed he had talent as a painter. He wasn't quite as sold on being a teacher.
My instructor kept talking about teaching, 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 and I thought, well, yeah, that's not what I want to do. I'm starting this for purely selfish reasons. I want something I can do at home, alone, for entertainment.
Now, let's give him a friend. Shoot, we don't want him to be alone. Life's too short to be alone. Too precious. Share it with a friend.
Having worked with the public for so long, I really didn't want to do anything that put me back out in the public again. But when I got certified, I knew that Bob Ross Certified Instructors were teaching classes in Michael's stores.
Turns out the popular arts and crafts store was eager to take Doug's call.
They said, oh, we want a Bob Ross instructor. Can you come down today and do an interview? And I said, well, you realize I don't want to teach. Oh, that's okay. It'll be fine. Just bring a couple paintings, come down. Well, they convinced me to teach a class. And then that class turned into classes every month, 5 different stores, and it just never stopped after that. So I fell into it, basically.
Have a joke. When we get, like, teach a class, it's a 12-hour day after cleanup and stuff, and I always look at him, if he would have just gone to the movies.
Flight 209 are clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
I have a curious nature. To me, trying to solve a problem, figure out how did Bob do this? What did he actually do as opposed to what I think he's doing when I watch him?
And there's no secret to this. Anybody can paint. Anybody can paint. All you need is a dream in your heart, a little practice.
And when I listen to him...
Maybe today, let's put a little sun up here. I like to do little suns. The first advice I would give you is don't put it right dead in the center of the canvas. Put it to one side or the other, but not right in the center.
It takes actually putting hand to brush to work through that. And you find out, you know, he's always talking about no mistakes, happy accidents. And the point to that is you've got to mess it up and you got to find a way out of that problem to learn how to paint.
Great big old tree. And you're saying, after you did all that work, then you go in there and mess it up.
Eddie Cuervo never intended to paint. Yeah, he went to Florida with Doug. He even went to the workshop, but not to teach and not to paint. Eddie went there to work, ordering supplies, doing paperwork, cleaning up all that beautiful Bob Ross mess. But Doug kept nudging his partner to get certified. Come on and help these people fix their happy little accidents.
I was just completely terrified, said, I can't do this. I came from a background with absolutely no art experience whatsoever. And after the 3 weeks, I was hooked. I was going, oh, wait a second, I can do this.
See, look at all that. See how simple? And you can do it. You really can do it.
And the more I did it, the better I got. And now I feel like I'm pretty good. I'll do a painting at home or something and takes it to my brother and goes, you didn't do that. Doug did that. And he still doesn't believe that I can actually paint. So
is he older than you?
Yeah.
That's
3 years old. Yeah, 3 years old.
You can't do anything.
You can't do that.
My little brother can't do that.
Doug must have helped you in that. No, I did it all by myself. So it's kind of cool.
Well, before he ever picked up a brush, Cuban-born Eddie Cuervo picked up a glove. Snaring ground balls and stealing bases for minor league teams like the Lynchburg Mets and the Columbus Astros. Even though he was terrified to paint so many years later, Eddie already had the skill set to do what needed to be done to get good. To practice. Hitting. Pitching.
You're out!
Painting. Baseball prepared Eddie for Bob Ross.
And that's pretty good. That's about what I'm looking for. We can live with that.
Doug and Eddie wind up running the Bob Ross Workshop in Florida from 2007 until 2018, and they're still flying together. Only this time, it's to teach folks to paint like Bob Ross.
Eddie and I just recently taught a group of about 50 lawyers.
Yes.
There were cocktails, and there were hors d'oeuvres,
yes.
And there were a lot of fancy silk suits, and I'm thinking, oh boy, oil paint and silk suits, how bad could this be?
They came dressed for the party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let's just say there was brie cheese and paint mixed together and a little spilled wine, and we had a great time and a lot of cursing, and it was great.
Now don't laugh. Trees need friends, too. Everybody needs friends.
It's all part of the adventure, being a certified Ross instructor. And to become a CRI, you don't just buy the paint. You buy into the mysticism. You're not just teaching art. You're teaching the art of Bob. But if you've been in front of as many almighty classes as Doug and Eddie, you've seen it all, right? You can make others believe, but how do you sustain that belief? that there's magic in Bob's technique.
It was a painting I had taught at Minatrista at the Bob Ross Experience Museum. And I didn't like the painting, but I needed to pick so many projects for the year, and I wasn't looking forward to that one. I had never actually painted it before. I did the painting, and the whole time kind of holding my nose, thinking this is not my fave.
Shoot, we might have gotten us a little tiny cabin. Not the best cabin in the world, but it'd be a place to, if you were out here and get cold, it'd be good enough.
I got done with the class, and I looked at the painting, and I was like, this is giving me the goosies. This actually looks like Bob's, and I like this painting. It's like one of my favorites now, and it never was. That's where the magic happens. You do that, you go through that process, you go through the technique, and then it's like, that all worked.
And then he understood. It worked for him, and he makes some of the most beautiful mountains today you've ever seen.
Doug and Eddie are amongst Bob's most trusted CRIs. They share the credit with Bob and with the company.
The books are simply written. The instructions are very clear. If you watch Bob on the show, other than just being entertained by him, I mean, you can just sit there and watch him forever. He kept everything down to just the simplest elements and the most easy thing to understand. And if you can follow his instructions, you can do it.
This is one of the simplest ways of making a mountain. If you've never attempted a mountain before, I guarantee you, this one will work for you. There we go. See, when I was a kid being raised in Florida, there used to be a car salesman on the radio every morning. That was before the days of television. And I can remember they used to say, this car has a Georgia guarantee on it. And people would call and they say, what's a Georgia guarantee? And they say, well, if it falls in two, both halves are yours. So that's the kind of guarantee we got here. Only this one will work.
He just drew you in. It's like, this is easy. Anybody can do it. Give it a shot, because if you don't give it a shot, you're never going to know. And he always said, there's somewhere inside somebody, there's an artist or somebody who's really creative, and you got to give it a shot.
It's one of the nicest ways of expressing yourself that there ever was. And I think all of us have a creative need inside of us.
And often, the key to unlocking creativity, the key to encouraging others, is intimacy.
When he's talking to his audience, he always envisioned in his mind being one-on-one with somebody and talking directly to them conversationally, not teacherly, but conversationally. This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. Let's do it together. Not as if he's standing there lecturing to you, this is how you paint and this is how you do what I do. He's saying, come on, join me. Let's do it together. Let's work through this.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things Bob's so popular, but the positivity, it's just you and me. Let's paint. Let's talk. Let's just sit down for a half an hour and have a good time.
Little clouds are free. They just float around and have a good time.
Doug and Eddie are responsible for helping so many CRIs get certified.
I would always try to tell them, because they would sort of get petrified about standing up and talking to people and telling them what they're doing. And I said, that's it. Just tell them what you're doing. There's no secret sauce there. It's I'm holding the 1-inch brush. I'm loading it with phthalo blue, just like this. I'm applying it right here on the canvas, and this is what I'm doing. If you just keep that dialogue going with them, that's teaching.
And we're not trying to teach you to copy here. We want to teach you how to create certain effects, certain illusions, and turn you loose on the world, because each and every one of us will see nature through different eyes, and what you see is what you should paint.
Bob never kept secrets. He told you exactly what he was doing and how he was doing it. It takes a little while to figure out the nuances, but it's simply as listening and doing is all.
And I think one of the things about Bob Ross, too, is that he geared all this to beginners. He wanted people who had never painted to sit down and try it. He wasn't really interested in people that were already artsy and they've already done art, they've gone to art school and all that stuff. He wanted that person, like me, who's never sat down in front of a canvas and, hey, sit down and paint. I'm not going to paint. Are you crazy? I don't know how to do this.
There. I know that's scary. After you work so hard to put these things in, then you get up here and some fuzzy-haired crazy guy tells you to to drop a big old tree in. I know that's scary. And in your world, if you don't want to put this tree in, you don't put it in. You don't put it in. But if you want to, it's a lot of fun.
And then all of a sudden you do it and you go, hey, wait a second, I can actually do this. That's actually the magic. That's kind of cool.
But what about the magic that brought these two gents to the workshop in the first place? The magic that set Doug and Eddie on this path? Yeah, there was a lot of hard work involved. Magic typically doesn't happen without it. A lot of time, energy, dedication, and paint. But there's more to it, no? Have Doug and Eddie stopped to smell the roses? To consider how big a part of Bob's legacy they've become?
I've moved back to Phoenix now, and my life is very comfortable. I get to work for the company now and then, teaching the classes, working with products. I still get to paint and get paid for it. I mean, that's unbelievable. The company's been great to me. They feel like family. The Kowalski family feels like family to me.
Yeah, and it's like, when you look back at what happened and all the stories that we've heard about Bob Ross, and we've heard hundreds of them from Annette and Walt, we kind of have a sense that even though we never met Bob, we do have a sense of, through Annette and Walt Kowalski and Joan, that we do feel what Bob wanted and what his future wanted to look like. And I think we're continuing that, and hopefully we can do it for a lot more years.
This podcast exists to spread joy. Joy over exactly what these fellas do. Over what Bob did for decades. What he's still doing. How can we expand that audience? A newer audience to spread the joy even further. Before I part ways with Doug and Eddie, I don't waste the opportunity to cull some wisdom.
Give me some notes. What type of stories that revolve around Bob Ross make you tick?
Well, I never thought I would be interested in it, but now I'm kind of curious to find out, now that we have a Bob Ross for Kids painting set, what are kids going to feel about this? What do they know about Bob? How does he affect them when they watch him?
I'm taking notes.
It's because we were always thinking, well, how do we get more younger people involved? When I got involved in this, I felt like everybody was over 65, but now it seems like we're reaching out to kids, and more kids are involved in this. And just social media and the access to information and YouTube and you name it, people have access to Bob way more than they ever did, which means a bigger audience that can only grow. And what do the younger people feel about that? Is it something they want to do? Do they want to get their hands dirty with paint? Do they want to feel the good experience of painting along with Bob and learning from somebody? And I don't have kids. I don't know how that works. I had to snatch a couple of the neighbor kids to come over to my house and take photos of them handling the kids' paint. Because it's like, so the parents came over with the two young girls and we set the paint out. And I said, well, do you want to paint today? Sure. What do you want to paint? And they wanted to paint a shark. So I'm like, well, I do landscape, so we'll do a shark instead. We had to listen to Baby Shark over and over again.
Oh, wow. You were fully immersed.
But that would be kind of interesting to get the get a younger point of view. I mean, a point of view from a younger Bob Ross fan.
But they're not scared. They want to dive right in. You put stuff in front of them, they're going to use it.
And they know who Bob Ross is, but they really, because they saw him, they've seen him on YouTube. And what does it mean to you?
And new generations,
If you're like me, when we were kids, we used to go out and see all kind of shapes in the clouds. We'd make up little things. We'd see Puff the Magic Dragon or the Wicked Old Witch or whatever. Whatever, just anything that you wanted to see. If you looked long enough in clouds, you could find them.
Eddie makes one final suggestion. And as often happens with CRIs, as it does in life in general, one person's suggestion just might change another person's life.
You need to go down to New Smyrna Beach and have Nick Hankins teach you the...
Well, you don't need to invite me twice. We'll talk to Joan.
We'll talk to Joan, okay.
Personally, I enjoy the freedom that comes with not having a pattern. Because you can literally, as I mentioned earlier, you can learn to compose and create your paintings as you go. And you look at them. You'll begin to see things. And with practice, you'll be able to see more and more. After you've done a dozen paintings or so, you won't believe what you can do.
The joy of Bob Ross has taken us to a few cool places. But maybe the holy grail of joy lies in the workshop. Look what it's done for Doug and Eddie. For some of our other guests. Maybe that's where I've got to fly to get a full dose of Bob Ross pixie dust. And hey, you never know. On my way, I might just find love at the airport.
Let's see what happens.
You can find out more about the Bob Ross Workshop at bobrossartworkshop.com. Yep, the old clock on the wall tells me we've got another finished podcast episode. I want to thank my guests, Doug Hallgren, Eddie Cuervo, and Rick Fravor. And a special thanks to the man of the hour. Half hour. Bob Ross. Hey, Bob, you dig this episode better than the last one?
Just a little.
Good enough. Support your local public television station. Say thanks for giving us Bob Ross and the joy of painting. Come on and show us your paintings. Use hashtag PaintLikeBobRoss. Bob Ross certified instructors are the only ones that know how to teach you Bob's world-famous painting method. Don't settle for second best. Find a local CRI at bobross.com and then click Take a Class. Got your own Bob Ross story to tell? Leave us a message, 866-FANBRUSH, or you can email us at podcast@bobross.com. And we're spreading more joy on a new interactive Facebook page. Check out behind-the-scenes podcast photos and video clips. Test your knowledge of Bob Ross trivia and interact with your fellow Bob superfans. Search us on Facebook at The Joy of Bob Ross Happy Little Podcast. I'm Happy Little Ron Scalzo. The Joy of Bob Ross is produced by Lonely Weekend Productions in partnership with Bob Ross, Inc. Bob Ross name and images are registered trademarks of Bob Ross, Inc.